This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Police in Myanmar's biggest city have fired volleys of tear gas at defiant crowds who returned to the streets to continue protesting against the military seizure of power a month ago, despite reports that security forces had killed at least 18 people around the country a day earlier. The protesters in Yangon were chased as they tried to gather at their usual main meeting spot. Demonstrators scattered and sought to rinse their faces with water in vain, attempts to ease the irritating effects of the gas. The UN said it had credible information that at least 18 people were killed and 30 were wounded around Myanmar Sunday alone. The Biden administration says it remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and the other participants in that agreement. A senior administration official said the U.S. was disappointed in the rejection, but was flexible as to the timing and format of the talks and saw Iran's decision to snub the European invitation as part of the diplomatic process. The official said the U.S. would be consulting with other participants like Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the European Union on the way forward. The official was not authorized to discuss the matter by name and spoke on condition of anonymity. Earlier Sunday, Iran turned down the offer for talk, saying the time is not ripe for the meeting at which the U.S. would have participated as an observer. Iran had been insisting that the U.S. lift or ease sanctions imposed on it by the Trump administration under its maximum pressure campaign before sitting down with the United States. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. India is expanding its COVID-19 vaccination drive beyond healthcare and frontline workers, offering the shots to older people and those with medical conditions that put them at risk. Those now eligible include people older than 60, as well as those over 45 who have ailments like heart disease or diabetes that make them vulnerable to serious illness. The shots will be given for free at government hospitals and sold at a fixed price at over 10,000 private hospitals. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi was among the first inoculated and appealed for everyone else to do so. The rollout of the vaccine campaign has been sluggish and virus cases are up again after months of decline in India. Israel on Sunday announced plans to vaccinate tens of thousands of Palestinians who work inside Israel and its West Bank settlements at a time of vast disparities in access to vaccines between the Israeli and Palestinian populations. Israel has launched one of the world's most successful vaccination programs, inoculating over half of its population in just 2 months. But it has come under international criticism for not sharing its vaccine stockpile with the Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip, even as it plans to share surplus vaccines with far-flung allies in Africa, Europe, and Latin America. Nomadland and Borat's subsequent movie film took the top film honors at Sunday's Golden Globe Awards, capping a night that featured homebound winners accepting their awards. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler proved a nimble host during the three-hour ceremony honoring outstanding film and television series. Chadwick Boseman was a posthumous winner for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and his widow accepted the award on his behalf in an emotional movement. Their streaming services dominated the ceremony with Netflix's The Crown and The Queen's Gambit. Star Anya Taylor-Joy receiving a Best Actress Award, and the Apple TV Plus series Ted Lasso won the Best Comedy Series Award. And just recapping our top story, police in Myanmar's biggest city now firing volleys of tear gas at crowds who returned to the streets just a day after it was reported that 18 people, minimally, have been killed around the country. The protesters have been chased away as they try to gather the usual meeting spots, and demonstrators scattered and sought to rinse their faces with water to remove the effects of tear gas. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
She was only 20 years old when her first album debuted at number one, selling over 12 million copies internationally and earning her 5 Grammy Awards. Over 15 years later, she's become one of the most respected singers, songwriters, and actresses. And as dedicated as she is a performer, she is equally as dedicated a philanthropist. Her mother named her Alicia Aguello Cook, but to the rest of the world, she's Alicia Keys. Was raised in New York City's infamous Hell's Kitchen. Aware of the potential for her daughter to fall victim to negative influences, Alicia Keys' mother kept her busy by signing her up for acting and music classes. Alicia was only 4 years old when she made her first television appearance on The Cosby Show. She began studying classical piano at the age of 7 and eventually went on to graduate valedictorian from the Professional Performing Arts School. She went on to enroll at Columbia University, but right about that time, she signed a recording contract with Columbia Records. After about a month, Alicia dropped out of school to pursue music full time. In 1997, Alicia Keys wrote and recorded her first professional release. It was for the soundtrack of the 1997 film Men in Black, starring Will Smith. The song Da-Di-Da was the world's introduction to Alicia Keys. Yeah. 2000, Alicia Keys decided to leave Columbia Records to team up with Clive Davis, the infamous record executive responsible for the careers of Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, and Barry Manilow. Clive signed Alicia to his newly formed J Records, where she quickly recorded and released a couple of songs for popular soundtracks, all while working on her debut album, Songs in A Minor, which was eventually released in June of 2001. Alicia was entering the business right about the time neo-soul was catching on in the mainstream. So she and her producers followed suit by incorporating elements of classic R&B, soul, and jazz with touches of classical music to her sound. What made Alicia stand out was her musicianship. The critics loved her, so did the fans. Songs in A Minor produced two top 10 cuts, the first single, Fallen, and this next one called How Come You Don't Call Me. This is Soul Lounge, Alicia Keys, on VOA 1.
All I want to know, baby, is if what we had was good.
Oh, 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 oh.
Lounge.
could buy me diamonds. You could buy me pearls. Take me on a cruise around the world. Baby, you know I'm worth it. Dinner lit by candles. Run my bubble bath. Make love tenderly to last and last. Baby, you know I'm worth it. Wanna please, wanna keep, wanna treat your woman right. Not just dough, but a show that you know she's worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first.
In 2003, Alicia Keys completely avoided the sophomore curse when she released The Diary of Alicia Keys. The album was a huge success, selling 44 million copies in the U.S., 8 million worldwide. As her star began to rise, Alicia developed a deep feeling of responsibility for those less fortunate. She began working with the Keep a Child Alive charity, supporting children with AIDS, and the From the Ground Up Foundation in New York City. This work laid the foundation for the creation of her own nonprofit organization years later. In 2004, Alicia teamed up with Beyonce and Missy Elliott for the Verizon First Ladies Tour. They performed in 40 cities, and in every one, Alicia delivered. She started her set with cuts from her first album. Then she moved into a classic soul set featuring songs from the Jackson 5, Brian McKnight, and Albie Shore. She closed her set with two of my favorites, You Don't Know My Name and Diary. This is Soul Lounge, Alicia Keys.
Just go across the street to the park right here. Wait,
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
By 2004, Alicia had solidified her spot as a hitmaker, and as such, she was given the freedom to experiment with different sounds and themes. MTV approached Alicia later that year to record an unplugged album, and she agreed. The album, which featured an ode to her favorite couples, debuted at number one, only the second unplugged album to do so. The first was Nirvana's unplugged project 10 years earlier. From that album, here is Alicia Keys with Unbreakable inside the Soul Lounge.
This song right here, something brand new for y'all. It's called Unbreakable. And I want y'all to listen. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. Come on, keep it going. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Let's do it. You ready? Come on. So
We're celebrating Alicia Keys this week on The Soul Lounge. Alicia Keys, who always appeared to be a mainstream darling, was put under federal surveillance after making what some considered anarchist statements during a political convention. Alicia shared with Blender magazine that she always felt like an outsider because although she had a squeaky, clean, non-threatening image, she was well aware of the inequality and injustices people of color were facing every day. She began reading and studying members of the Black Panther movement, and in that same interview, she was reported as saying she believed gangster rap was promoted by the U.S. government to encourage Black people to kill each other. The Blender article resulted in a major backlash, forcing her to speak out. She insisted the article misquoted her. Nevertheless, the seed had been planted. Later on, we'll hear more about Alicia Keys' unapologetic stand against injustice. But first, from her album As I Am, this is No One inside the Soul Lounge.
It will only get better. Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm up that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my Todd. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's blinders, or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MDMA got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
With their Grammy Award-winning collaboration, Empire State of Mind. As Alicia continued to work on her music, Hollywood began to take notice. By 2008, Alicia had appeared in a number of major motion pictures, including Smoke and Aces, The Nanny Diaries, and The Secret Lives of Bees. Alicia was also falling in love with a producer she teamed up with in 2009 for a Whitney Houston record she wrote and produced. The next year, Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz announced they were expecting their first child and were planning to wed. Now, true fans knew something was up. It was all over the music, especially the number one single from her album, The Element of Freedom. Here's Alicia Keys with Unthinkable, I'm Ready, inside the Soul Lounge.
To Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her. Took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that. Haters want to see that, but I got him Aggie, cause I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
This girl is on fire.
That was the title track from Alicia Keys' 2014 album, Girl on Fire. By now, Alicia is married. She and Swizz Beatz welcomed their first son, Egypt, a name and a country that held quite a bit of significance for the singer. Alicia often spoke about a time in her career when she felt like the labels were not working in her best interest as an artist. That, in addition to the self-protective stance she learned to adopt as a young child growing up in rough New York City, she started to feel suffocated. So Alicia decided to pack her bags and travel to Egypt alone. It was during that trip that her soul broke open and she began the work of tearing down the walls and allowing herself the freedom to express a full range of emotion. We can hear all of that in a sweet song that Alicia wrote about her son featuring Eve. It's called Speechless. We're celebrating the life and music of Alicia Keys inside the Soul Lounge.
Yeah. You know, I'm at a brand new time in my life. And a brand new feeling. And it's like this little guy, man. He takes my breath away.
My eyes up, staring in the clouds like, wow, look at my luck. Every day I'm feeling better, cause I know I got the best I can be proud of. We can't fall quick. Remember when I used to tell my girls like, yo, this dude think he's so it, think he's so fly. And every time you tried to talk to me, I'm like, yo, don't even dare try. I was on my solo groove, I ain't want nothing, I ain't need nothing. Man, I'm good, now I'm speechless, cause I fell for him. The poet in me died cause I fell.
Just speechless, baby.
Come on.
Don't know what to say. I'm just speechless, baby.
To write all the poetry, but now you take my breath away.
Hey,
we're celebrating the life and music of Alicia Keys inside the Soul Lounge. On September 8th, 2014, Alicia Keys shared the music video to a song called We Are Here on her Facebook page. The post included a long status discussing her frustration with national and international issues such as war, disease, injustice, and disparities in education. Alicia also launched the We Are Here website and social justice movement. To learn more about that, you can head over to my Facebook page. Just search VOA Lady DJ and the number one. In her nearly 20-year career, Alicia Keys has sold over 35 million albums, won 15 Grammy Awards, and has been named a top artist on the most influential lists in the world. But more importantly, Alicia Keys is a mom, a wife, a daughter, and mentor, as well as a woman with a conscience who continues to inspire through her music and commitment to others. We all look forward to what she has planned for the next 20 years. Thank you again for hanging out with me inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee. Check me out on social media. Just search VOA